Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our land. Always was, always will be. Today's episode of Two Broke Chicks is brought to you by Hubble.
If your toxic trait is having too many unused streaming subscriptions and no idea where your money goes every month, we've got a hack for you.
With Hubble, you can fuse your streaming and free-to-air TV together, so it's really easy to discover content you'll love and manage your subscriptions.
Keep listening to find out how you can use Hubble to save money on your subscriptions and get 50% cash back with our old mates at Shopback.
Hey Chicks, I'm Al.
And I'm Sal.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, the show that shares tips to save you time, money, or a headache. Because froth that.
We all need that.
And how the bloody hell are you, Sal?
How the bloody hell are you? I swear we always say that.
Do we?
Yeah. Not like at the top of every episode, but just like to each other. And I feel like people are always taken aback.
I don't know. I feel like it would be weird if I sat here and went, how are you?
How are you going?
Tell me. You'd be like, are you okay? Like what worm crawled in your ear last night and started like controlling
your mind.
I'm convinced that's actually what's going on up there, actually. Like there's like a little gremlin like driving like little joysticks in my brain.
1,000%.
Yeah. And like, if you like took it off like a cap, he'd be like,
yeah, like inside out, but Gremlins edition.
Yes, but after they've been giving food after midnight and like they fell into water.
But yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
how are you going?
Good, good, good. Got my coffee and I'm excited for today's episode. Mm. Today we're talking about the things we all need to grow out of, plus some things to keep around to stay young at heart.
Yeah, forever young.
These came from the heart and the soul.
They did.
Because we were like talking about these things this week. Just in general, and we were like, fuck, we should do a podcast episode on it because, yeah, it's just so good and it's got, like, some pop culture references from throughout the week and, yeah, it's just a good vibe.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people will be able to relate to this episode, both good and bad.
I feel like this episode's a bit of a pep talk.
It is.
Yeah, it's a pep talk to get our shit together and also, like, to be like, no, you can keep doing that. Bit of vindication.
Yeah,
in there as well, which
we always
love to
pepper
word of the year. I think I've tried to like, use it in every podcast. We could put a clip together. But before we get into the episode, we do like to share our product recommendations of the week. So, Sal, what's your product rec?
So my product rec is kind of cheating because I guess it's not really a product, but it's
fine. It's your show, babe. You can do whatever
true.
You want.
It's our show and not yours. It's the Anne Juliet musical that's currently on at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And I was invited to go with Meta for work, very luckily, which was so nice of them. But we love a musical. But this is one that I hadn't seen before, and it's a jukebox musical, which means that the entire soundtrack of the musical is all like pop music, which I think that if you're not a huge musical fan, this is a good show for you because you will know every single song. And as you sort of see how they weave the songs into the story, it's just like so fun and camp and all the little Easter eggs and things that they drop into the story. It's so good. So even if you're not like a huge musical fan, you'll love this. It's basically like a feminist revisionist telling of Romeo and Juliet.
Isn't it like what Juliet's life, like imagine if Juliet's life started when Romeo died.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. It's too. I was like,
it's so good. And it's got like some, you know, it's obviously an amazing Australian cast, but it's got like Rob Mills and Casey Donovan in it. Like the whole cast is incredible. So, yeah, I definitely recommend going seeing it.
Love it. Yeah, I know. I was in Melbourne and so I couldn't come with you and I was like, meh.
Yeah, because all the songs are like Max Martin songs and he's the producer who most recently worked on Ariana Grande's new album, but he's also responsible for like so many of the biggest hits throughout the last 20 to 30 years. So it's a lot of like Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, Katy Perry.
Sounds like your nightmare, babe.
Yeah, it was so fucking good. So yeah, go see it. What's your product rec?
My product rec is a TV show. And it is called Three Women, and it's on Stan. It's also based off a book. And I started watching this on the plane when Sal and I were also going down to Melbourne for the Melbourne Fashion Festival. Mm-hmm. And, okay, don't watch it in public because I was watching it on the plane and the nudity is like nudity. Like it's got
full
dicks.
Frontal.
It's got dicks, guys. Yeah. And I'm there and they're bringing food and I just had this man's penis
dick
on my
balls.
Phone and I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I just like slid it under the table and was like, don't look. But it's based on, you guessed it, three women and it follows their three kind of stories with love. And I don't want to do... like, I don't want to do any spoilers.
Yeah.
But it's just really good and really, like, I was enthralled. Like, I was into it immediately from the first episode.
Love that.
Because it's, like, side stories, but then they all link up.
Oh, cool.
So I'm very into that. It's also based, one of the stories is based on a true story of, like, a teacher-student relationship.
Ooh.
And it was making me think about how fucked that storyline is in Pretty Little Liars. Because when you're watching it in this show, you're like, this is disgusting. You make me sick. And then we're all watching Pretty Little Liars being like, forbidden love.
There are like, so many 2000s TV shows especially that had that as a storyline. Like Pretty Little Liars, Gossip Girl, Dawson's Creek. Like there are so
many. It makes
many...
me sick.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But like we were all watching Pretty Little Liars and when the dad and the mum lose their shit at like Ezra the teacher and we're like, just let them live.
Yeah.
Just let them be in love. Like we're like supporting them. And now this is how I know I'm getting older and growing up. I'm like, you sick fuck. I'm like, she's a child.
Well, I remember that was even a storyline in like the first season of Riverdale, which wasn't that long ago. Like, enough.
Who was that?
Archie and like his music teacher or whatever.
Disgusting.
Yeah, fucked up. But yeah, sounds good. I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. But it's not like in that. In Three Women, it is not, like, idealized. It's like, you're a creep.
Yeah, good. Finally.
Yeah. But it's really good and there's 10 episodes, so which I do have a gripe with. Bring back the 21-episode seasons.
I miss that.
I'm so over it. I'm sick of waiting 1 year between shows.
And
like, I'm so
10.
Excited for Bridgerton to come out, not excited to wait another year for another season.
Yeah, or like Stranger Things.
It's just
Sorry,
because then I forget. I don't know what happened last season. I am just a girl.
I always have to watch the recaps that they like have on Netflix or
and
whatever
at the start.
And then
it just doesn't feel the same. Anyway. This is why I just rewatch old shows.
Yeah, it's all same.
There. Okay, well, those are our recs for the week. Let's get into the episode. Okay, so the first thing we all need to grow out of at any age is playing the victim, doubling down, or like not being able to admit fault.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to know we have all been there, that we've been like, no, I want to like dig my heels in and, you know, be like, no, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
But I do think deep down you do know that you fucked up.
I was going to say, sometimes you convince yourself so hard.
Oh, you're like a lawyer in your own head being like, no, no, no. And sometimes you do have a friend there as well being like, no, babe, you didn't do anything wrong. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
but I do think the greatest skill you can learn at any age is being able to be like, yeah, you know what? That was my bad, sorry. I don't ever think people need to fucking get on their hands and knees and grovel.
actually, it's not gravel, it's gravel. Lion King reference for anyone playing at home.
But we've all, like, you know, had that moment where we didn't necessarily want to admit that we were in the wrong and maybe you genuinely don't believe you did anything wrong, but I do think we know in our gut when we fucked up. But in order to avoid embarrassment, we'll double down. And I love giggling about doubling down. Like, I love being like, and then I fucking doubled down.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm not admitting wrong because I have done it. We've all done it in the past. And we look back on it being like, why was I so stubborn about admitting I did something wrong?
Yeah.
Whereas, in this like, situation,
the issue
which makes
probably,
it worse.
Yeah. The issue would be resolved if you just were like, I fucked up. Sorry. Like, a lot of the time when you're having, I know this is especially you and I, mm-hmm. if we have, like, conflict with anyone or something has happened, we're always like, it's the fact that they didn't own up to it, yeah. or it's the fact that they tried to skirt around it. Like, that is the thing that, like, pisses us off
just
the most.
Just fucking say sorry. I just, like, that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves, is if someone does something wrong and then... All I want to hear, and you know what, this might also be something I need to let go of, but all I will want to hear is a sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
It's so I don't easy. Need a whole long-winded apology or like a massive long text or anything like that. And I do think if anyone is like wanting you to like grovel when you've fucked up, like that's a bit weird.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you've apologized and then they continue to like hold it over you, that's weird.
And it doesn't need to be in like a massive deal thing. Like it could literally be at work when you accidentally sent something live when you weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
Like rather than being like, oh, well, I had to manage these four things and I was really busy, just being like, I should have done that, sorry.
Yeah.
And I feel like as well people can be a bit taken aback when you will just be like, yep, my bad, sorry.
Well, you can't fight.
You can't do it. And people want to fight sometimes. Yeah. And when you do just be able to be like, yep, cool, that's squashed.
Yeah.
I think as well you'll be so much better off like having that skill just in life. But according to Psychology Today, doubling down corresponds to situations which amplify their initial belief in spite of evidence. Mm. So I do think the way that we grow out of this is looking at the evidence, like actually going into situations objectively, being like, put yourself in the other person's position, look at the evidence and be like, do I have something I need to own up to?
Yeah.
And sometimes it will be no. Sometimes you're like, no, I genuinely don't believe I did anything wrong. That's not my fault, XYZ. Here's the evidence.
Yeah.
However, when we can look at the evidence and we know we don't need to double down, I think we can just let it go.
Yeah. Okay. The second thing that we all need to grow out of is having a fuck it mentality. Again, guilty, something that Alex and I both experience. I would say across the board, a fuck it mentality isn't always the best thing to do. It can be quite like...
Again, something that's fun though.
It is fun.
You're like, yeah, fuck it.
But it can be like a go-to, like apathetic sort of thing.
It's and like you're a sort of like your head in the sand.
Yeah, you're sort of like throwing off any responsibility. So I think that this is definitely relevant in many different areas of life, but especially money. Because I just, you know those moments when you're like, oh, fuck it, I'll get an Uber. Oh, fuck it, I'll just order dinner. Or when you go for one drink. One drink in quotation marks with a friend and the good vibes are flowing and then you say, fuck it, let's get another one. Yeah. And then that...
Let's get the bottle.
Yeah, and then that one drink turns into two and then turns into five and then turns into shots, you know? So sometimes, like, we both do this, okay? Yeah. And I think it's a skill knowing when to pull...
You're better at this than I am.
...the handbrake up. Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, no, I need to go do this tomorrow. I'm going home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because we were talking about this just in our everyday lives and then we saw that Refinery29 wrote an article about this and they quoted a study that found that 36% of Gen Z and millennials have a friend who drives them to overspend. We have both been this friend.
We have both been this friend, but my evolution in this has been I will buy my friends. Like, I will be like, I'll buy the bottle. Just come with me. Just come with me. I'll buy the bottle of wine. It's fine.
We've done that so many times.
Which is also not good because it's putting pressure on your friends.
Exactly.
But I think the one thing I've learned with the fuck it mentality is it earns interest. Every time you say fuck it, you're adding on interest to something that's going to bite you on the bum later. Even if it's fuck it, I'm going to buy a round of shots. Fuck it, I'm going to go sleep with my ex. Fuck it, I'm going to... pull a sickie at work today. That one's okay, actually. I don't mind if you want to do that.
You can do that one.
But, I mean, the workload's not going to disappear. It's like all these things when we do say, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to do X, it will come back at some point. The responsibility doesn't just magically disappear. Yeah. So then after a night of saying, fuck it, when we look at our bank account and we're like, actually, I'm not going to look at my bank account. I'm not going to check it because I'm too scared. Mm-hmm. Or we don't want to open our call log because we don't want to see that we drunk called our ex last night.
Yeah.
Or we don't want to see the 10,000 work emails that showed up. It's like, it will, you can't, it won't disappear just because you said fuck it.
Exactly. Even if you try to ignore it, the consequences are still going to be there. So yeah. I feel like,
I think fuck it in things that are going to be fun. Like,
yeah.
Traveling the world, right? Being like, should we go to Hawaii? Yeah, fuck it. Let's go. That's fun.
Yeah. Or sometimes you need to just out, like, you can kind of balance up, like, whether or not the fun that you're going to have is going to outweigh whatever the consequence is. And sometimes that is the case. But a lot of the time, it's not. So
I think if we're saying it every day, then we need to like check
exactly
in with ourselves and be like, what are we saying fuck to?
Yeah. So a hack or trick or strategy that I've been using for this, especially on nights out, is I'll pull the handbrake up.
Yes.
And I'm like, nah, I'm pulling the handbrake up. Like it's the equivalent of I'm putting my foot down.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, that's it. Like this train has stopped. We're getting out, we're going home. And I just think that doing that and verbalizing it is the best way. Then you won't get like, you know, you're like, trying to convince you to do otherwise.
I agree. The next one we all need to grow out of is taking crumbs from a man or a woman or lover in general. So there was this quote from Laverne Cox on Call Her Daddy, and she said, I would take crumbs from a man and make it a six-course meal. And nothing has ever hit home so much in my life that I was like, why are you talking about me?
Yeah, that was private.
First of all, lower your voice. I told you that in confidence.
I know, but I was like, shit, it's so true. When you like someone, it can be so hard to identify.
I know personally I've received like the bare minimum in a relationship and thought they were my absolute soulmate.
I was
like, oh my God, they're amazing. Like they're nice to me.
Yeah.
And it's just done. We're not doing that anymore because I think we get the bare minimum just mixed up with the standard.
Yeah.
Like what we deserve. So I wrote a list of five standards that are the absolute bare minimum.
Okay.
One, they compliment you without being prompted.
Yep.
Like if I'm showing up anywhere, I don't give a fuck if I'm wearing my pajamas and my hair's in a bun. You're telling me I look beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. Done. They ask you questions and their responses aren't making it about them.
Mm-hmm.
I've once sat there with a guy I was dating, asking him questions like, having a full-on conversation, and I timed how long it took for him to ask me a question back.
How long did it take?
2 hours.
I thought you were going to say like 30 minutes.
2 hours.
That's so sad.
And I sat there and I was just boiling. Mm. And I was sitting there being like, he's got to ask a question back. Not even like a, and you?
Yeah.
What about you? Like it just, they would just go on these long-winded stories about them from like one question I asked. I was probably like, what's your favorite color? just kidding. I don't ask boring questions like that. But yeah, and then it got to 2 hours and I just went, are you fucking serious? And he was like, whoa. And I was like, I've been talking to you for 2 hours and you haven't asked me a single question back.
Yeah.
Not even like, because the thing is, that's just pathetic, but even just when people ask you questions, making sure maybe they ask a follow-up question or they discuss what you said, not being like, oh, yeah, when I was in college I was a professional BMX rider but then I did my ACL and then they go into a 20-minute fucking story about that. So, yeah, make sure that they actually ask you questions about yourself and listen and don't make it about them.
Yeah.
Number 3, they say sorry. That's it.
Again, throwback.
That's the one. Number 4, they remember your birthday.
It's not that hard.
Well, apparently it is.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I can't believe this is such a universal experience that people's partners or people they're dating don't remember their birthday.
It's awful.
It's pathetic.
It's so selfish.
Put it in your calendar if you can't remember it.
You like, should be able to remember. Put a reminder
in. Like, on the first year you're dating, maybe, I understand.
I don't.
Yeah, look, I'm just trying to make it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. And then the last one is they make time to spend quality time together that isn't watching The Office or hanging out after getting drunk with their friends. Can I just say, when I was single, the amount of times I watched The Office,
fucking grim. That's sad.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they're not the love of your life. It's just 3 a.m. and you're bored and horny. So you.
Good reminder.
Yeah. I don't want crumbs from a man. I want the whole fucking bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that cob loaf.
I want a feast. Thought you were going to say something else. That cob. That cob.
I want that big fat cob.
Yuck. I was just going to say I really want to eat a cob loaf, but it's ruined. It's not really. Can we make a cob loaf soon?
I feel sick.
You make me sick.
I would rather eat cob loaf than date any man.
Honestly, it'll never disappoint.
I mean, love my boyfriend. He's great.
But cob loaf.
Fuck, if we broke up, it's cob loaf for the rest of my life because I'm never, I just can't deal with it.
Yeah, boys come and go. Cob loaf is forever.
Yes.
Somebody sew that on a cushion. Okay.
We'll make merch.
Done.
Oh, my God. I would actually buy that.
Me too. Okay, great.
Men come and go, but cobbler is forever. Done. TM. No one fucking steal it, please.
In the description.
Hubble is a compact device that you can easily connect to your TV to merge your free-to-air TV and streaming services in one place.
Not only does it make it easier to browse and watch across your streaming apps, but you can save money on your monthly subscriptions when you sign up to 3 or more apps through Hubble, including Netflix, Binge, KO, Lifestyle, and Flash.
The more you stack, the more you save. Stack 3 apps and save $5 per month, 4 apps and save $10 per month, and 5 apps and save $15 per month.
Plus, when you sign up to Hubble through ShopBack, you'll get 50% cashback on your order.
Thanks again to Hubble for supporting the pod, and let's get back to the episode.
Okay, the next thing that we all need to grow out of is posting for other people and oversharing on social media. I think it's only natural, especially if you're like crushing on someone or something.
Mm, yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
An Instagram story and you have a little like quick look to see if they've seen it. But I think if this person isn't giving you attention anyway, and then you're literally just posting stories and thirst traps and things to try and like ensnare their attention. If they're not giving you any sort of attention otherwise, like they probably just aren't that into you.
Yeah.
You
know? I am going to be the voice of unreason here. Mm. And just say that when you do post a story just for that one person and they do respond, you could kick a door off its hinges. You are like, yes. Like it feels so good when you like post a thirst trap or post a hot selfie and they do respond to it. You're like, yes. I'm not saying this is healthy. I'm not saying it's good. Mm-hmm. We do need to grow out of it. But it is the best feeling. It feels so good when you're like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
But then when you do post it and they don't respond, you're like, everybody hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like we've known people who have broken up with someone and then they go on a rampage and post like all of these sad boy TikToks on their story and sad quotes or like a sunrise with like, I don't know, some fucking Drake lyric in it about being heartbroken.
Icky.
Yeah, it's icky and it's just pathetic. I think there's so many more empowering ways that you can move on from something without trying to get somebody's attention who doesn't want to give it to you.
My favorite thing in the world, though, is like the bounce back on a girl's Instagram after a breakup.
Mm.
Like, you can just tell.
1000%.
Like, you'll just see like a couple posts and you'll be like, they've been slaying a little bit hard lately.
Yeah.
And then you'll go to their Instagram page and all the photos of their like dirty ex is like gone. And you're like, they broke up.
Yeah, and it's always like some random that I did a group assignment with in uni 10 years ago that I haven't spoken to, but I'm like, oh, she and Josh are over.
I couldn't even tell you their last name.
Yeah.
And I am invested as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my God, I wonder what happened. Did someone cheat? Did they have a big fight? Was it mutual?
Yeah.
I don't think it's mutual because they deleted the photos. Why would they delete the photos?
They're not following each other anymore.
I have like a red string theory on like a main wall in my apartment of these two people that I met for 5 seconds. But I love it.
Yeah. See, that story I love because I feel like a lot of the time it's the person like getting some of their spark and personality
back.
Yeah,
their sparkle.
Yeah. And so that I'm here for, you know, but it has to be posting for yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, not trying to like get back at your ex or at someone as a form of revenge.
I posted a bikini pic after a breakup and...
Do we want to get into this story and what really happened?
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
We can.
What did you drag to school in?
I felt great.
What car did your dad drive?
When I posted the hot photo, but then it was so hot that it made him unfollow me. And then I cried in a bar.
Yeah. And then,
then my ex-boss had to drop me off to a bar that Sal was at. And he was like, I think this is yours. And it's just me crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, they unfollowed me. And you're like, what? And I was like, yeah. I was very heartbroken. Lay off.
But that's what I'm saying.
But it didn't start as like a, I was like, I'm going to base this because fuck you.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm single I'm feeling myself. And that was an unfortunate
side addition
to that.
Exactly. And then very quickly, also don't overshare on social media or like air dirty laundry and stuff. It just comes across as immature, and there's so many other healthier ways to deal with something than inviting, you know, strangers that you don't know or acquaintances to throw their two cents in or like gossip about you know?
Often you'll be doing that in the heat of the moment, and then you'll like go have a little nap and you'll come back and you'll be like, oops,
exactly,
I didn't mean to do that. And I think whenever you're feeling some type of way, the worst place to be is on social media, because like it's, you're either going to be looking at like everyone having the best time of their life because it's a highlight reel and that's going to make you feel like shit, or you're going to go digging for something that's going to hurt your own feelings. So I think whenever you're feeling some type of way, it's always best to just throw your phone in an igloo and leave it there. Let a polar bear eat it. Okay. The next thing to grow out of is following the herd, opinions, trends, and products. So not only is this going to cost you money, but it's going to cost your soul. Like, we love a TikTok trend as much as the next person, but I think we are always very selective. Like, there's so many that I think you do need to be like, is this a trend or do I actually like it? And learning how to understand that. Mm-hmm. Because a creator on TikTok actually listed out over 28 beauty trends from the last year. And we put the list into a spreadsheet and added it all up in like the price range. And if you followed all of these beauty trends, it would cost a minimum of $2,200 or a max of $3,600, which is wild. Because some of the trends on this list cost as little as $3. Some of them cost over $500. Give or take that a little bit, because you can potentially swap out some products and there's the US to AUD exchange rate.
Yeah.
But it was just wild to me how expensive it was, that if you're going to do every single thing that is trending, it's exhausting, because as well, if you're constantly following trends, you're never going to have a core aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Like we always say, there's nothing wrong with liking trends or incorporating trends into what you're wearing. But I think if you're liking it just because it's a trend, that's where you need to draw the line. And the other one on this is like following the herd in terms of like friendships and opinions. And when we're actually writing the book, sorry for the plug, it's exhausting, I know, but we wrote about how like friendship groups can actually be toxic, and how you get this like pack mentality, and how a lot of the time in toxic friendship groups, there's like a leader, and you know, the friendship group will start talking in like we.
Yeah.
Like if you want to bring someone that's not in the group and they're like, we don't really know them. So, you know, I don't think that's going to work. Or like, they'll have an opinion on something and I'll be like, yeah, we don't really like going to blah, blah, blah because of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you don't. And yeah, or like just whatever the opinion is, you end up all having the same like hive brain.
Yeah. Yeah, which isn't healthy. Like, you should have some differing opinions between friends. Like, that's what makes for a healthy and balanced friendship.
Yeah, like, you should be able to disagree and have different opinions to your friends, and that's so fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. Okay, the next thing that we all need to grow out of, and that is being the sloppy drunk.
Just tag me next time.
Honestly, again, all of these things, well, a lot of these things we've been guilty of.
We're working on it.
And definitely being the sloppy drunk is one of them. And I think, like, it's okay to be the jolly drunk and, like, the good time Charlie drunk, but if that goes into being sloppy or aggressive or overly emotional, that's not good.
Yeah, and I think we do always know the next day when we're like, oopsie daisies, I took it a bit far.
Exactly.
And it's just figuring out maybe what the trigger was for that. Is it what the drink was, and do we need to not drink tequila anymore? Or is it you didn't eat? Or is it you were not emotionally available to be going out and getting drunk because Chad broke up with you two weeks ago?
Like, yeah. And I think that, like, an occasional drunken D&M is okay.
I do sometimes love one, but only with you.
Yeah. But if you're finding yourself, like, every night out, you're, like, dragging some poor person into some random's kitchen to chew their ear off for an hour, you obviously have something going on that you need to talk about in a healthier way that doesn't involve alcohol. And if you are in a bad headspace, it's okay to be like, yeah, I'm going to stay home tonight.
Yeah.
And just know that if that's like a repeated pattern for you, there's something else going on.
I feel like as well, you can always notice when the person's like eyes are glazing over and you're like, oh shit, I've gone too deep.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And you're just like, fuck, like, how do I pull back?
There's so many times that I could think of in, like, my early 20s that I've been like, ah, fuck. Like, I've been on both ends and I've been there being like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm like, wait, how did I get stuck here? Wait, no, and you're looking around for a lifeline of someone, or you're just like, I got to say that I got to go pee or something.
Yeah, or like, I got to go get another drink.
And then there's been times that it's like, no, I was the sloppy drunk. Fuck, it was like a month ago I was the sloppy drunk. I drank like two bottles of wine with my friend Kai and then left. And I was like, whoa. I fell getting into the Uber, got home, vomited everywhere in the bathroom and then in the toilet, and then got into bed. But I was like, no, I shouldn't be in bed yet. I was like, I've got more left in me. But my partner was like, just go to bed, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't fine. I then woke up and then, like, hurled myself to the side of the bed and vomited. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. See, we're all growing out of this, okay, everyone? Having a night out and getting a little titillated.
I don't want anyone to feel bad about, like,
no, because we've all done this.
That's what I mean. I'm like, that's why I'm expecting.
And literally
myself.
2 weeks ago, we're still there. Yeah. But we're just saying.
But I'm like, no more.
Yeah.
Alexandra. Well, I mean, you blocked your sink because you vomited.
Exactly.
And then you had to get a plumber.
Yeah. See, this could cost you $500.
This is the one we're still working on.
Yeah, this one's a work in progress.
I will never, like, not love a good night out.
And sometimes you don't realize, sometimes it's too late.
It just sinks up on you.
Yeah, that's why it's good to know those things that may potentially trigger you.
Yeah, we need to grow out of not being able to recognize when it's time to go home.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
With like a 1% asterisk. Like, yes, if Harry Styles is inviting you up to his apartment to, like, you know, live out your Wattpad fantasy, of course, you're going to stay there until he kicks you out.
Okay? Yeah.
But most of the time, you will wake up the next morning and be like, I wish I went home.
Yeah, 1,000%.
All right, so the things that you never need to grow out of, though, things that you're allowed to keep and you're allowed to keep doing for the rest of your life, because I don't know, I think self-development and self-improvement is great, but, like, let's also just have some thin.
Yeah. I hate when people are like, oh, like, grow up, or oh, like, I'm just too old for that, when it's so unnecessary.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever be like that.
Yeah, Peter Pan.
Yeah. Forever. Fully. All right, so we've got three each. What's yours?
Okay. My first one is continue being passionate about things that you loved when you were young and not being afraid to grow out of them. I saw an interview this week with Her name is Miriam Margoyles, and she played Professor Sprout in the Harry Potter series.
Oh, yeah.
And she did an interview and was saying that she worries about Harry Potter fans specifically, and that they should be over it by now because it's a story that was written for children. And I just don't understand because
Harry Potter fans were pissed.
Yeah, but I feel this way about so many things that, like, may have been something that you enjoyed as a child. Like, why do you have to let those things go just because you've grown up? Because
it's like how we love Disney.
Exactly.
And people are like, Disney adult. And I'm like, yes. And Ariana, two features in today's episode.
Congrats,
look at you go.
Girl. But I just feel like while we do grow up and evolve, that little kid inside of us never goes away. Like, we're still that same person. So why deny ourselves of that joy of, like, watching your favorite fantasy movie series or rereading a book? Like, if it's not harming anyone, I don't really understand why you need to grow up out of that.
Agreed. I've gone such a different vibe to you.
What?
Because my number one was fart jokes.
Very good. I agree.
I will never not find a fart funny.
Fart jokes are good.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's a story.
What?
And you're going to pass out.
Who? What? Like, okay, tell me.
You know the story, but this story always makes you really laugh.
Okay, good.
We were at work, and you weren't in the meeting, were you?
No.
We were in this meeting, and we were all looking at the screen because someone was presenting. And it was just this moment where we were reading what was on the screen, and then this girl, there was maybe five of us in the meeting, and there was this colleague, and they were sitting in their chair, and they just went, and it was so silent, and you couldn't not have heard it, but they just pretended it didn't happen.
God.
And you could see in her face, like, there was, like, twitches
like she was
in her
dying.
Face that she was like, please, for the love of God, no one bring it up. And I think I turned the shade of a tomato because I was like, do not fucking laugh, Alex. Like, do not laugh at this person. That it's not that funny.
Because no one else
is laughing. And no one else was saying anything. And I was dying inside for her also. But I'm like, also, who cares? It's just a fart. But it was just so fucking funny. And then the other night, Rob and I were taking apart the couch. And because I was updating my apartment, a little apartment refresh, and he was, like, bending over to get, like, under the screws and unscrew those. And then I was going into another little cavity of the couch to unscrew there, but his rectum was literally pointed at my fucking face, and then he's just gone, poof. And I was like, Rob! And then he was like,
did he know you were back?
No. He was like, I didn't see you. And I was like, you straight up
farted in my face.
What's the fucking thing from that movie where it's like a beef stew, isn't it? Or something.
What?
There's some movie where they, like, pin the nerd kid down and then fart in his face.
That is awful.
Straight up what my boyfriend did to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, and I was in tears laughing for like 30 minutes.
Love.
Because I was like, that was the funniest thing. Like, both him and I were just like, crying over something that was so stupid and so silly. He was like, I checked. You weren't there. And I was like, no, you didn't. He was like, yeah,
not.
I didn't check very well.
Yeah.
But, oh, it was so funny. So, honestly, I'm never going to grow out of finding fart jokes funny. They're the funniest thing in the fucking world to me. When someone gets, like, a fart machine and they put it somewhere and they start clicking that button, like,
it's
someone's
over.
Farting, goodbye.
I'm going to buy you a whoopee cushion.
Oh, my God, don't. I will become the most annoying person in the world. Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, my next one is making those, like, little sweet treats that you would always love to eat as a kid.
Like fairy bread.
Fairy bread, chocolate crackles, chocolate spiders.
We made
Why did we let these things
once?
Go? Yeah, and they were so fucking yum. But, like,
but it was the most random thing. We like woke up one day and we're like, let's make chocolate crackles. And we do not bake together.
No,
or
that's not really
like that.
A thing. But I want to bring
so
it back.
Much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun doing it. And also, they're fucking delicious.
Oh,
like,
they're so yum.
You know, I hate that we feel like we have to have a more mature taste palate when we grow up. I want to eat fairy bread.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
That's the
Milo.
Yeah, yum.
Yeah. Okay, my next one is naps.
Oh, yeah.
I need a nap every day. Mm-hmm. When 3 p.m. hits, I am simply just a girl. Yep. I need to go and have a nap. The time between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. is like a bottomless pit to me that I genuinely don't know what to do in that time other than go for a sleepy girl nap.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that we should expect ourselves to be awake for the 12 hours of the day or however long you're awake for.
Mm-hmm.
If I want a nap, I'm going to have a little nap. I am that little girl on that meme that goes, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to take a nap right here.
Yeah, on the sand. That is you.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. We need to introduce nap time at work.
Oh, like we always used to have this conversation about having sleep pods at our old office, but then
I hate the thought of laying somewhere you don't want to sleep somewhere else.
Yeah.
I just know some people don't like wash, you know? Anyway, my last thing that you should never grow out of, and it's calling your mom or your dad or your older siblings to ask what to do in any scenario.
Yes.
I know I can Google it. I don't want to.
No.
I want my mum to tell me how to get the stain out of this.
Yeah. Or I need to change the oil in my car. Dad.
Yeah. Like I know help. I could go that I am an adult and I could find out myself, but there's some things that I just want my mum to walk me through.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Great. We're all on the same page.
Don't worry. It's okay. Okay, my last one is smooching and kissing. Mm-hmm. I like making out.
Yeah.
It's fun. Let's never grow out of it. Okay. We liked it when we were fucking 15 and I'll like it when I'm 50-100. Don't even know how to say numbers. Exactly. That's the point.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
It's another thing.
Maths. Not knowing how to do maths. I didn't know how to do maths when I was younger and I don't know how to do maths now. In fact, being older, I think I'm worse at maths now than when I was younger.
I definitely am.
Like my eights times tables. I don't know her.
That's what a calculator's for.
Yeah. Okay. That's mine done. Okay. Do you have any more?
No, that was my last one.
All right.
We went 3 for 3.
All right. 3 for 3. I added in the fourth one. I went a bit rogue. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Well, let's get into our advice with the chicks.
Woo!
Okay. This one is a long one, so strap in. Mm-hmm. Hey, chicks. I'm looking for some advice as I could never tell my best friends how I'm feeling. Oh, I hate that. I'm 29 and I've been with my boyfriend for 12 years. Holy shit. Sorry, I'll stop the anecdotes. I'll just read it. I love him so much. He is perfect in every single way and everyone always tells me I'm so lucky and I know I am. My best friends adore him and our lives at home and abroad are completely intertwined. I can't stress enough that he's never done any wrong. Our relationship has been strong since day one. However, about a year ago, I started feeling a bit claustrophobic and like I didn't know myself. Mm. It's hard to explain, but I felt like I suddenly didn't know who I was anymore. We moved cities together and started fresh in another with new jobs, but after a few months, it felt the same. Sometimes I think about being single and I would just love a few weeks to experience being by myself, doing whatever I like without having to think of the other person. I'm not saying I want to have a break and sleep around, but I've never dated another person before either. I could never tell him this because it would absolutely devastate him and I would never hurt him and everyone at home would be horrified. Their opinion doesn't matter. P.S. We often talk about getting married and having kids in the near future, and as much as it's everything I want and he's the person I'd happily spend my life with, in brackets, he'd be the best dad ever, sometimes I think maybe he's more of a best friend and I'm missing out on having a more spontaneous, independent life. Sex has fizzled out a bit, but we are extremely non-sexually intimate. I work in hospitality and I get a bit of attention at work and I've started feeling like what if I don't always feel like I had to shut down the conversation once I noticed someone was interested. I know the grass isn't always greener and I know I would regret it if I broke up with him, but I also feel super guilty for not being honest with him and not being 100% in it with him. He deserves the world and I don't want to throw it all away just because I have an itch to be single for stupid reasons. I think this feeling stems from moving into a settling down chapter in my life while I feel like I haven't done anything on my own as we've always been together. We were long distance for a while though and it never felt this way. I know if I told him I wanted to do things on my own, he'd be more than happy to give me space, but I think what I want is to just disappear for a few weeks and live my life alone to see what it's like. Am I crazy?
Mm.
No.
No, you're not.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have a lot, you could have a lot of advice to give to this because you've been in a relationship for 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the thing for me because when I read that she was 29 and she'd been with her partner for 12 years, I was like, yeah, that's not that different to how long Chris and I had been together by that point. I think we'd been together for, I guess like 14 years by that point.
Mm.
And I think this is such like a valid feeling. And I do think for you it could be worth maybe taking a break.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Just because everybody's so different, which is why it's really hard to give advice on this. But I know personally I haven't necessarily had this desire to go date or like spend time alone or go sort of like find myself outside of the relationship. In my personal experience, because I've always felt really fulfilled and I don't feel suffocated by my relationship specifically, and your partner sounds so lovely as well. So I know that it's not anything that he's doing, but it sounds like you need some space to give yourself the chance to find yourself and maybe explore some other things and meet other people and have some experiences on your own. Because, yeah, I just feel like, well, I think it's okay to have these questions. I've definitely been like, oh, shit, like, should have I, like, dated around?
Mm.
But like I've said on the podcast before, that was more so because people like, oh, they've been like, oh, you've only dated one person. Like, you've only been with one person. Like, don't you want to see what it's like? Don't you want to go and, like, be single and play the field? And I've been like, that's a fair question, and it's made me, like, look inwards and ask myself. But my response has always been no. So I think that's why I haven't felt the need to ever take a break or pursue anything else. Whereas if you're having these questions so deeply that you feel the need to write into a podcast, I think it maybe is something that you should pursue.
I also think what's interesting and valid is that you're not wanting to go on a break so you can go and be single and like go, you know, flirt and date and do all that stuff. You're literally just saying, I just want to spend some time on my own. Like, I feel like my life is so tied to someone and so intertwined that I'm feeling suffocated. And I think that is so valid.
Yeah.
I think that is so, I would feel exactly the same way as you if that was my situation. Like, I think you really just need a big hug. And I just want to give you a big hug and tell you that the way that you feel is so normal and so okay, because that would feel very claustrophobic, especially given the fact that you don't feel like you can talk to anyone about this.
Yeah.
And I would just want to maybe push you a little bit more to maybe just to pick one person. Just pick one person that is your best friend and would listen and not judge and be there for you. Because I think there would be at least one of your friends who you can talk to.
Yeah.
And they would understand the situation a bit more, and it might just lighten how you're feeling a bit. And that way, if you're not carrying all of this on your own, that might lighten it enough for you to be like, okay, do you know what? I think I am okay.
Yeah.
I think I am good. Or when you talk to someone else, it may help you sift through the way that you're feeling and be like, do you know what? I really do need to take a break, and maybe I just need to go like eat, pray, love by myself for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or like even potentially go talk to a professional. That could be very helpful as well, because they could maybe give you some tools on how you can bring this up with your partner.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is a very sticky situation. And the one thing I will say is that there's a lot of people that do go through this. We've got friends that, you know, dated for 9 years and they ended up kind of drifting towards being like best friends, and they did decide to like move separate ways and are very much happier for it.
Yeah.
We've also like Sal's the example where you've been with your partner for many, many years and you're still very, very happy in that. So it can go either way. It isn't just like one way and that's the highway you go on. So I think just, talk to someone and figure out how you're feeling.
And whatever you decide to do, make sure that you're doing it for yourself and not, you know, as a way to appease other people's opinions, because at the end of the day, they're not the ones in the relationship. You are.
You're only 29 too.
Yeah, like you're so young.
You don't want to be like 60 being like, I wish I did this.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But good luck and thanks for writing in.
Yeah. I just want to give you a hug.
Yeah.
All right, Chicky Chooks, that is a wrap for today's episode. We're all feeling very grown up.
Yep.
I feel like we just like exposed ourselves in this episode.
Like we do every week.
I kind of like it. But thank you so much for having us in your – wow, that was a wheeze. Thank you so much, Chicks, for having us in your ear holes. We absolutely love to be here. And if you could give us a little review on Spotify and leave a comment, that would be the most amazing thing ever. And we will pick from the comments on Spotify and send you a cheeky little $50 gift voucher.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Love.
Love that.
I'll write a comment and make a fake account.
And if you know anyone who also needs to listen to this episode or you think they would just like this episode, feel free to chuck them a link or pop it in your group chat.
And as always, thank you to MIK Made for making today's episode happen.
Love you, Chicks.
Bye, Chicks.
Bye. Thanks again to Hubble for making today's episode of Two Broke Chicks possible. Click the link in the show notes to buy Hubble, get 50% cash back with Shopback, and start saving on your subscriptions.
If you don't already have Shopback, use our code TWOBROKECHICKS to get a $20 sign-up bonus. Please note that a broadband connection and separate app subscriptions are required when using Hubble.